A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch.
The lights probably gone.
So had the stairs.
You are just number six.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 487. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this is a bonus episode to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Space 1999. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello. Yes, if you're listening to this on the day of release, then it is 50 years since the first episode of Gerry Anderson's Space 1999 broadcast on British TV, the 4th of September 1975. I think there might have been an earlier date in Australia, but we're going with the UK broadcast dates, Brian.
Okay, sounds good.
And of course, this is another key show from the history of British science fiction television. Very much our remit, Brian.
Oh, absolutely. And this is a key moment in the Gerry Anderson shows, with a live action production that mixed in a lot of model work and was maybe one of the best examples of Gerry Anderson and company doing live action with model work integrated.
Indeed it was, yes.
Space 1999 ran for two series from 1975 through 1977, with a total of 48 episodes that ran for about 50 minutes each.
And you'll remember that this tells the story of Moonbase Alpha and its crew, and what happens when a massive nuclear explosion propels the moon out of Earth's orbit and hurtling off into space. And of course, this was a show notable for its great cast, led by Martin Landau and Barbara Bain, and with Barry Morse, but also because it was the mid-70s, you had that great guest list turning up. So people like Christopher Lee, Peter Cushing, Julian Glover, again, another Julian Glover mentioned for us, Brian. Brian Blessed and Patrick Troughton, all just, you know, just to name a few. Loads of great guests in this show.
Absolutely. They really did have a lot of guests that were great. And with Martin Landau and Barbara Bain, you had the duo who were from Mission Impossible in the US, you know, American actors leading this show, which must have been a very big deal at the time.
Indeed.
And you had the effects and model work with a team led by Brian Johnson. This was after Derek Meddings had moved on from the Gerry Anderson team and was now working on James Bond films. As of about 73, he was doing that. But you still had this great team with Johnson leading it. And we have, of course, covered Space 1999 for British Invaders. We did that in episodes 118 and 119. Back in 2012. So you can find those episodes on BritishInvaders.com still.
All of our old episodes are there on the website.
Oh, of course. And since we recorded, other things have happened. Big Finish did some full cast audio dramas starting in 2019. They starred Mark Bonner and Maria Teresa Creasy, and they redid their own version of Breakaway, the first episode, and then did three box sets with some new stories in them and sort of remounts of original stories. And they were quite cool. It was their own take on Space 1999 with sort of more emotional characters and emotional storylines and some different character tensions brought in. And it really felt like Space 1999, but with a different spin on it. They followed those up with the Armageddon engine, which was not full cast. It was an enhanced audiobook with a single reader, Mark Elstob, and some sound design on there. That came out in 2024. So there was some pretty cool stuff that Big Finish did. You can find those at bigfinish.com as downloads.
Now, also, Space 1999 has inspired novels set in the same sort of universe, which continued to come out since we last recorded. But also there was the graphic novel that came out a year after we recorded, Aftershock and Awe, which I remember reading at the time when it came out, featuring art from Gray Morrow and from the Neil Adams studio. You can still get that and the books from jerryanderson.com. And that's a good place to go because you'll also find replica models of the famous Eagle transporter spacecraft. And I believe, Brian, a role-playing game system based on Space 1999, which you, I think, have got one of the rule books for?
Yes, I did pre-order the tabletop role-playing game for Space 1999. It's a single hardcover book, and there is also a PDF version that was bundled with it for pre-orders, and a PDF quick start game, which I believe you can get separately as well. And I have not played that. And I don't know if I will. I bought it mostly to read it, but it uses the 2D20 system and is a different take on the 2D20 system even that de-emphasizes the combat system a little bit, although it's there, but there's a lot of investigation type things you can have in the games, which are, you know, modeled on what they did in the series. So it looks like quite a neat one, and it's very nice hardcover book with lots of very nice 70s graphic design and lots of photos and information from the series as well.
Yeah, fascinating. Never occurred to me that there'd be a Space 1999 role-playing game, but great stuff.
It looks like a pretty cool one. And those new models they have of the Eagle transporters look very nice too. They're a little pricey, but they do look very nice if you're into collectible spaceship models. They do, of course, have Space 1999 available as a complete series Blu-ray release, but there is now a new Blu-ray release of some of Space 1999 as part of the 50th anniversary celebrations. There is Space 1999 Super Space Theater, which is the second Super Space Theater volume. The first one was for Thunderbirds. The second one is Space 1999. It is a 5-disc set that has 4 feature-length movie versions that are like 2 episodes edited together with some different music on them and in some cases different effects and lots of extras and alternate versions. These were based on movie-length cuts that were used in the 1970s. They were popular in Italy and in Japan. They have things related to that on the discs, and of course things related to the British broadcast of them as well. It seems to be a package with lots of extras and lots of alternate versions of things, and sort of a nice way to dive into some of the series in a different way. So that looks pretty cool too.
Super Space Theater. Fascinating. Very popular in certain parts of the world.
Yeah, interesting alternate take on things. I haven't looked at it yet, but I may.
Okay. Who knows? We may come back to it.
One never knows. So looking back on Space 1999, it was a cool show for its time. It did a lot of really neat stuff, and it was keeping the space adventure shows alive before the resurgence with Star Wars happened. So it was pretty cool. I enjoyed it a lot when I first saw it in the 1990s and enjoyed coming back to it for British Invaders and so on. Eamon, when did you first come to Space 1999 and what were your thoughts of it back then?
Well, I watched it when it was originally broadcast, although I did find certain episodes quite scary at the time. I think the infamous episode is Dragon's Domain, everybody remembers for scaring them. Although the actress who turns up in the second season plays a shapeshifter, I always used to find that slightly disturbing as well. But I thought the show was great. Really terrific, exciting stuff. Great model work, as we've come to expect from Gerry Anderson, and a great cast. Along with UFO in the early 70s, this was terrific television, although, as I say, at times a little bit scary.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. And it was more marketed at adults and meant to go to the U.S. as a big part of that. But I could imagine for younger kids, yeah, this could be a little on the scary side for sure.
In places. But as you said, I think you've summed it up well. Possibly the best combination of live action and Gerry Anderson's model work and special effects that made it to screen. Really a terrific show, very important in British invaders and British television science fiction history.
Yeah, I think so. And there was some level of influence on Star Wars from it. There were a few people who worked on the models and effects for Space 1999 that went on to work on Star Wars. So definitely a piece of history, and it's great to be celebrating 50 years.
Indeed. Now, I'll say that you've listened to some of the Big Finish audios, apart from right up to the Armageddon engine, I think, Brian?
Yes, I haven't heard that. I did hear the full cast ones, and they were very good, and it was deliberately different from the original, but definitely had a lot of the flavor of it, and it was really well done. I definitely enjoyed those.
So that's a possible spin-off that we could consider in the future. It's not on our sort of schedule as yet, but we might be coming back to Space 1999 again. At this point, I was going to put a call out for anybody who played the role-playing game based on the TV show. I think you've given us a pretty good description of what's in the book, but it'd be interesting to hear from some people who've actually had a chance to play the system, Brian.
Yeah, I haven't played it. There is some video from the game designers where they did a little bit of gameplay, I think. That's on the Gerry Anderson YouTube channel. You know, there's always good stuff on there. But yeah, I'd love to hear from anyone who's done a deep dive on that for sure.
Great stuff. Do get in touch. Contact us in the socials, which we'll talk about in a moment. We still have the email address, britishinvaders@gmail.com. Let us know.
Absolutely.
So happy birthday to Space 1999. As ever, as we say, do get in touch and let us know what you thought about the series. And do come back and join us next time as we return to our regular scheduled broadcast with a look at the children's claymation show, The Trapdoor, coming up next time.
Absolutely. So until then, you can find all of our episodes on BritishInvaders.com. And if you search for us on Facebook, you can find our Facebook group there and join in on some of the conversations. You can also follow us on Instagram and Threads. We are at British_Invaders_podcast on both of those platforms.
And you can find us as part of the Voice of Geeks Network, which you will find at vognetwork.com. The Voice of Geeks, for gaming, for streaming, for podcasts, all the geeky stuff at vognetwork.com.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening. And this is Brian from Canada signing off.
Yes, thank you very much. Until next time, Eamon in England also signing off.